Welcome back. You're listening to Graphic 94.9 in English Only with the Doctor. So it's been a couple of weeks since you last heard from me. I've only been able to do one every 2 weeks, simply because my life is quite exhausting. I think everybody's life is exhausting. I have a job that's particularly difficult on me emotionally, and so I don't have time to do things that I don't find time to do things that I enjoy and even engage with my family because I am surviving it. Yay! Just a few more months left. Let's hope that it ends soon and I find a better job or a job that suits me closer to my personality and my attributes or whatever, as I wish for all of you who are listening today. So the topic of today's list, I was a little bit, I don't know if lazy is the right word. I sometimes go through these, when I look for music for this show, I will search a specific topic because that's the topic is inspiring me. And sometimes I fall on websites or already made lists for me. And sometimes I fall on things that bring me into this rabbit hole of discovery. And so today I'm on both of those kind of platforms. I Googled cool songs from Canadian songs from the 2000s, nostalgia, because I was feeling relatively nostalgic. And I found a list it's called Canadian Bands That Make You Feel Nostalgic from the 2000s. It was written by CBC Music Canada in 2020. What I think is really fascinating about this list is the majority of these songs don't make me feel nostalgic at all. In fact, I know nothing about these bands. So we're going to discover them together. The first band on the list is called Controller. So it's Controller dot Controller, and they are a band from Toronto, Ontario, and they consist of guitarist, a vocalist, a guitarist, and 1, 2, 3 guitarists, and a bassist and a drummer. So there's Nirmala, the guitarist is Calwin, and there's Thomas and Scott, and then the bassist is Ronnie, and the drummer, his name is Jeff, and the band took its name from a song called Shot Maker. So they started they're an indie rock band and dance punk band, apparently. And they were on the music scene from 2002 to 2006. They had a relatively short stint. And we have two songs on the list, one back to back. I'm not sure I'm going to play both of them, but we'll play as many as we can. I have 17 songs on my list today. I'm not sure I'll be able to get through all of them. So let us hope I won't be so chatty as I normally am. This is Controller and the song History.
You're up on that distraction. You're up on
The last 30 seconds of that song were surprisingly deceiving, because I thought it was over and then it wasn't over. It still had another push to go. The next song is, so that song was called History. It's from their 2004 album History by the same name. And the next song is by the same group, Controller Controller, called Straight in the Head. The album is X Amount from 2005. This next band on the list is from Montreal, and they date back to 2006. They only had a 6-year stint in the genre of music of indie rock, and it was a duo consisting of husband and wife, Dan Bochner and Alexi Perry. I'm guessing with the dissolution of their marriage, their band broke up. Now, this is an interesting music because I've never heard them before, to be honest. It's called Serve the People. It's a really interesting video if you're interested in looking at videos. It tells a really neat story. So again, this is Handsome Furs and the song Serve the People from their 2011 album Sound Capital, starting with a K. That was Handsome Furs and Serve the People. So I think that's really, I don't know if I'm going to say interesting. I use that adjective a lot. I think I need to be more creative with my adjectives. Interesting isn't the right word. I think it's more creative and river-like. That's a terrible, like it was the music is of water going down the river, and it's ricocheting off these rocks, and it's making this whole different new sound. And I thought that was really interesting. This is my visual of it. I'm slightly neurotypical, so I have sometimes I have a difficult time expressing what I want to express. The next set of individuals on the list are Hot Hot Heat. So this is the only band that I actually heard in the 2000s of the list, and we have three songs in a row, and I wanted to do three songs because I think they're really neat. The band Hot Hot Heat had an interesting life. They formed in 1999, and they broke up in they closed their doors in 2016. And recently, in 2023, at the end of 2023, they said they're going to be reunited. Their sound is really different. Their alternative rock, indie rock, art punk, dance punk, new wave, post-punk revival, as far as Wikipedia is concerned, and they're from Vancouver, BC. What I really like about them is they have this almost like Louis XIV vibe going on, and they have really interesting lyrics. So this first song is a remastered version called Bandages. It's from their 2002 album called Make Up the Breakdown. And it's just fantastic. Enjoy. On Graphite 94.9 FM in English only with a doctor. Now, the next two songs on the list are also from Hot Hot Heat, the band, and they're called Good Night, Good Night and The Middle of Nowhere. They're both from the same album, Elevator, from 2005, and I'm going to play them back to back without interruption. This is Good Night, Good Night and Middle of Nowhere by Hot Hot Heat.
Don't get mad if I'm laughing. Blame the caffeine for all the 5 a.m. phone calls. I haven't slept a single night in over a month, and not even once did you start to make sense to me. Yeah.
You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. Now, what our topic of today is... What's that noise? What that topic of the day is? I don't know what that noise was. I hope you didn't hear that. It sounded like money going through a machine. The topic of today is Canadian artists or Canadian music from the 2000s that make you feel nostalgic. Now, I'm going to say that last song from Hot Hot Heat is the only one that I recognize in this whole list of songs today. And it's the only one that I would maybe feel nostalgic about. I find that their sound is very, like I said, Louis XIV kind of band, kind of vibe. And I really like that. The next song on the list is called I Feel Naked Without My Cell Phone. It's by 2 Hours Traffic, and it dates back to 2005, which I think is really relevant and apropos today. I Feel Naked Without My Cell Phone. It's a very real thing. I think people really think that and feel that, and their cell phone is an extensional limb of their own being. So this band was founded in 2002, I believe. Hold on. They have active years of 2000 to 2013, and then 2018, and then 2019. So apparently the reason they're from Prince Edward Island. And what's interesting about this band is that despite their success, so their success consisted of being on the top 50 charts on the radio in Canada, also featuring some of their songs in Gossip Girl, The OC, The Secret Life of the American Teenager, One Tree Hill and Castle, and 18 to Life, which are these are television series. I think they were also in Romeo and Juliet, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong with that, so don't quote me on it. And the reason why they broke up is because they said they couldn't make money doing their job, which I think is really, really interesting, because they were a successful band, but they couldn't keep their shirts on, I guess you could say. So this is I Feel Naked Without My Cell Phone by 2 Hours Traffic.
can't just make me feel, yeah.
This next song is from, I'm having a difficult time listening to myself today. This next song is from a band called The Unicorns. So The Unicorns, as they are a multi, let's say, provincial band, they one individual from British Columbia in 2000, his name is Nicholas Thorburn, and Alden Penner from Quebec. And they set up this band in 2000, and then they announced, they did a few shows. They were active between 2000 and 2004, and then they started again in 2014. But it was just a short run for this. Now, this particular history for this band is that they began in Canada in December, and they did a 9-track CD entitled Unicorns Are People 2, which was released in March 2023. This particular song is really neat. I like it. It's from their, which album is it? It's from their album. I can't find their album right now, but anyway, it's called The Jelly Bones, and I will tell you what the album is in just a bit. This is love, so we'll survive. 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 So that's a fun song. I like the song. This next song is also by them. It's called Les O's, from the same album called I Feel Naked with, no, sorry, excuse me, from the same album called, from 2003, Who Will Cut My Hair When We're Gone?
Resignation.
Was perfectly nostalgic and or perfectly melancholic, I guess you could say. Did you hear the pain in his voice? I just thought it was fantastic. So the next songs on the list are by a group called The Weaker Thans. Now, they are originally from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and this is why I thought it was really interesting about them, is because I've never heard of them before. And the fact that they're from Winnipeg, a lot of rocky bands come from Winnipeg, not so much indie. That said, the band started in 1997, and it went on hiatus, an indefinite hiatus in 2014, calling themselves Cryogenically Frozen. Apparently, there might have been some bad blood between some of the band members. I am not sure. But anyway, the first song on the list for the Weaker Thans is from their 2007 album, The Reunion Tour, and it's called Tournament of Hearts. Where are you, Tournament of Hearts? Weaker Thans. There you are.
Now the lounge is full of farmers for the 7:30 drive.
Can't give you, so tell me why?
So the Weaker Thans, like I said, they finished their, they stopped playing in around 2014. So I'm listening, I'm reading right now, Eulogy for the Weaker Thans, written by Vice magazine, vice.com. And it was written by Dan Ozzie. And he goes on, he starts off his introduction with a very, very sappy, affectionate goodbye to this amazing band. And he said the reason being that that it's sappy and affectionate is because the Weaker Thans were all about like, feelings, and junk. So if you are looking for a song that relates to some of your feelings and some of, and he ends and says, if you're looking for something to soundtrack your feelings about, then they've most likely got a song for you. This next song is also by the Weaker Thans, and it is called The Reasons. Sorry, that's not the full, it's called The Reasons, from their 2003 album Reconstruction, Site on Graphic 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor.
To get a closer look at one of those Earthmobiles. What's all the wreckage? Surround the striking hearts, and the time is never now, and we know who we should love, but we're never certain how. I know you might roll your eyes at this, but I'm so
So what are you rolling your eyes to in the next few hours, or what have you done in rolling your eyes to, what have you rolled your eyes to lately? I have a tendency to roll my eyes a little bit to my partner when he speaks to my son, It's not very nice. Don't tell him, please. But yeah, I have a, it's hard. And I'm a very expressive. I don't have a very, I don't know what filter means. I try really hard. I work on it. But sometimes I certainly roll my eyes. I'm glad that my son is not within eyeshot, because he would be very disrespectful. I'm sure he'd become a very disrespectful human being. And one of the roles of being a parent is to make sure your child is a better human being than you are, hopefully. Not, it doesn't always work that way, but sometimes let's hope that it does. Now, speaking of youth and your responsibility, we all go through passages of rite, passages of rites to, you know, in the French context is learning how to drive, finishing your university, finishing the bac. In my context, though, it was, you know, becoming a woman because I was a woman, and then also finishing, getting a job because I got a job very early in life, my Sweet 16, which is the name of this next song. And it's by a band called Think About Life. Now, there's not a lot online from them. Like I said, this was, these are bands that I, even though the list was written by CBC Canada, I actually don't know. I only knew one of the things that we listened to today, which was by Hot Hot Heat. And this is an indie rock band from Montreal, Quebec, and they formed in 2005. There's not a tremendous lot about them. I do know that they had a 7-year musical stint, and they did a tour in 2017 after having not. And they did it at the Montreal Pop Show, 16th edition of the Montreal Pop Montreal, and it was after 5 years of not having done anything at all. This is Think About Life and their song Sweet 16 from their 2009 album Family on Graphite 94.9 FM in English only with a doctor.
Sweet 16, and you're on your own, and your family kick you out of the house, working part-time at diners, saving money for college, at least you're passing with B's, so it's no real tragedy. In the dark room, developing photographs, I decided to kiss you, but it felt like a downer, since you left in a hurry, didn't speak for a week, then you finally called and said that we should meet. It's not quite what I expected from you. I never thought that you even liked me, but it was just a little kiss, and I'm ready for more. We made out on the pier, and the sewage, dragged you straight to my heart. At least 3 years ago, when I were out from India, wearing Moorish clothes, you're the first thing I noticed. You're the pearl in my heart, the golden seashell in my dream. Oh, in the summer nights, dancing in the gay clubs, all the magic was brewing, we slept late every day.
Golden seashell in my
That was Sweet 16 and the song, that was the Think About Life in the song Sweet 16. And what I like about this particular song is it's kind of funky. It makes me think of like the disco ages and roller derbies when I was itty bitty little, when it was still cool to be in a roller derby. And then there was like the, you know, the disco ball lights. It was fantastic in Canada. I loved my life in Canada as a little girl. That said, this song itself made me laugh a little when I watched the video, because I watched the video and it was the three main singers of the band, and they were all wearing one really bright t-shirt and they were going on bobbing their heads to the song, and I thought they were together in one t-shirt, you know, like that would be a punishment for children, like a get along with your sibling punishment where you wear the same t-shirt until you figure things out. Well, I connect with this particular song because I also was independent at 16 years old, and I was talking to my mother the other night and she was laughing. She's like, I hope you don't kick your son out when he turns 16. And I mean, it's not very funny. It wasn't very funny then, but I mean, it made me quite independent as a human being and quite self-sufficient. But it brings me to this quote that I reminded her of, is that when it was a quote by Mark Twain, and it says, when I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have that old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much he had learned in 7 years. And it speaks to Mark Twain because he was filled with irony. He's not one of my favorite authors on the planet. And in the United States, I found some of the content of his work really difficult to read as an activist of anti-racism. But he had a certain sense of irony relating to who he is as a human being. And he was ironically stating that he was the ignorant one, not his father. That is the last thing I'm going to say in terms of any kind of nostalgic feeling in the 2020. And I'm going to leave you with this final song by this band called Aubijou, and the song itself is called Niagara. So Aubijou is an indie pop Canadian band that was based in Toronto, Ontario, and they do pop and folk and bluegrass. And this song, they had a stint from 2004 to 2013. Again, this is a band that I've never heard of before. And this album, the song Niagara comes from their 2011 album called Metal Meets. As I leave the house, I bid you a fantastic, wonderful evening and a great weekend. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Bye.